Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
When you're getting ready in the morning, and you're exercising, or when you just need a little boost, download Mindset and listen to your favorite motivational speeches while getting ready for the day.
To talk about trauma is not to disempower people, but to empower them. When you recognize trauma, it's not in order to use it as an excuse, but to actually to overcome it. Life will bring its own suffering. But when suffering comes along, there's two things we can do with it. We can try and just get rid of it, not to feel it, to numb ourselves, or we can actually learn from it. So when there's a crisis, there's danger, but there's also opportunity to learn and to grow. There's such a thing as growing older. In other words, not just getting older, but actually growing older. That growing older actually has to do with becoming more and more authentic to yourself. As human beings, or as any living creature, we're all profoundly vulnerable. From the moment that we're conceived to the moment we die, we can be wounded. We can be wounded physically, we can be wounded emotionally. That's just a given. But when you look at life, nothing goes without vulnerability. So a tree doesn't go where it's hard and thick, does it? It goes where it's tender and soft, and there's these shoots that are very vulnerable. They can be eaten by animals or insects. A crustacean animal, like a crab, cannot grow inside a hard shell. What does it have to do when it needs to grow? It molts and becomes this soft creature that's very vulnerable. But without that vulnerability, there's no growth. And so much of our culture is designed to deny vulnerability and to shut it down. And the cost is that we stay immature and that we lose ourselves. The worst aspect of trauma is the disconnection from ourselves. And we do that for the sake of maintaining attachments, which means for the rest of our lives, we'll be afraid to be ourselves. So many of us face that challenge of who are we really? Who are we authentically? As opposed to what's expected of us. So we have these two needs. Attachment on the one hand, authenticity on the other. Authenticity is very important, to be connected to yourself so that you know when you're safe and when you're not. You know what you want and what you don't want. You know how to say no when you don't want something. You know how to say yes when you do. That's authenticity, auto to self. People pleasers are the ones who gave up, not by conscious choice, but as a matter of survival, their authenticity in order to stay liked and accepted and attached with. But then they carry that on in the rest of their lives. There's two places to be very nice from. One is just genuine human compassion and concern for others, but you're still grounded in yourself. But a lot of people are very nice because they are afraid not to be. Because they weren't liked who they were, they weren't loved for who they were. Being nice was their way of getting the love and the attention they needed. If you're authentic, you might lose some attachment relationships. That's going to be painful. But which pain would you rather have? The pain of being authentic and losing some friendships that were no friendships at all? Or the pain of losing yourself and all its implications and all its impacts on the body. So authenticity is not just a New Age concept. It's actually a central dynamic in staying healthy human beings. Have you had the experience of having a strong gut feeling about something, and not paying attention to it, ignoring it, and being sorry afterwards? That's a sign of childhood wounding, because we're born connected to our gut feelings. Something happens to make us disconnect.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hi, I'm Terry Schmidt, a registered dietitian and host of On Nutrition, a podcast from Mayo Clinic where we dig into the latest nutrition trends and research to help you understand what's health and what's hype. There's a lot of wild stuff out there, so we'll be keeping it science-based, research-informed, and practical. Mayo Clinic's On Nutrition, new episodes every other week, wherever you get your podcasts.
70, there was a French neurologist called Jean-Martin Charcot who was the first one to describe multiple sclerosis, which is an inflammation of the nervous system. And Charcot said, in 1870, without any scientific research, but just from his own observation, that this was a stress-driven disease. Since then, there's been a lot of research to show how stress and trauma potentiate multiple sclerosis. When I was writing When the Body Says No, a self-help group of multiple sclerosis patients phoned me and said, would you come and talk to us? Because we understand you're working on stress and illness. And I said, yeah, sure, I'll come and talk to you. And I gave them, apologetically, I said, look, I don't know this for sure, but the sense I get from my work in family practice and palliative care is that the people that develop your condition and other conditions, they tend to have difficulty saying no. They tend to be very nice people. They said, you've just described us. Now, what the neurologists don't do is they don't make the connection. That niceness is a repression of healthy anger, and that repression of healthy anger plays a role in the onset of that disease. So why do I worry about very nice people? Because they're putting themselves at risk. Again, niceness can come from genuine concern for others, but that's not accompanied by an ignoring of yourself. You also care for yourself. Then you can be as nice as you want. But you also know how to say no. And you also know how to set boundaries. And you know how to be angry if you need to be. But the niceness that comes from self-repression, that's the one that hurts. The human emotional system has the role of allowing in what is nurturing and loving and healthy and welcome, and to keep out what isn't. That's the job of the emotional system. What's the job of the immune system? To keep out what is unhealthy and unwelcome and toxic, and to let in what is nurturing and healthy. It's been called a floating brain. It is memory, it is reactive capacity. It allows in nutrients and vitamins and healthy bacteria, and keeps out and destroys toxins and invading organisms and so on. In other words, the immune system and the emotional system have exactly the same role. They're not separate systems. Physiologically speaking, the emotional system, the nervous system, and the immune system are all one system. So it's not even that all these things are connected. They're one. So therefore, when you're suppressing one aspect of it, you're also suppressing the other. So people that repress healthy anger, they have diminished immune activity. And the reason I get so passionate about it is because it's so important in healing. There's a thoracic surgeon called David Kissen in the 1960s who noticed what I noticed in my practice, that people emotionally repressed are more likely to get lung cancer. This guy noticed this in the 1960s. So emotional repression has huge implications physiologically. And emotional repression is one of the impacts of childhood trauma. When people don't know how to say no, the body will say no for them. in the form of illness. And for a lot of people with serious illness, the illness is the wake-up call, and they actually learn. And when they do, that can make a difference to the course of their illness, of remarkable healing, when people learn to say no and stop being people pleasers. Now, no baby is born as a people pleaser. No one-day-old baby lies there thinking, I'm hungry and wet and lonely, but gosh, mom and dad have been working so hard, I better not bother them. You know, babies will express their needs very volubly and very articulately and very loudly. That's how we're born. We're meant to be born that way. So that this suppression of that is our second nature. And that first nature never goes away. We can always retrieve it. But you have to become conscious of it.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.